To be honest with you, I am just a Tuareg. I'm sharing this feeling almost with all Tuaregs. Yes, I born and brought up in Libya, but I consider myself as a Tuareg, but not a Libyan. But also, Libya is our homeland, as you know. We are the natives of Libya and all these northern African countries. But yes, I am a Tuareg, I am a Libyan, and but above all, I'm a Tuareg.
You spoke about how the Tuareg people are one family, but you've been split across eight countries.
Yeah, if you note that, the North African map, you would say that it was drawn by straight lines. It has not taken consideration for the indigenous people or the culture or the diversity in Africa. I think the bigger responsibility today is on French and as well of these new ideological countries who are suppressing and oppressing the Tuaregs and ignoring the minimum their rights. So we've been affected by 1960s and we still, and I think these countries, particularly the French, have to rethink again about what the crime have done against the indigenous people of Tuareg.
Now, how has that affected your people over these years?
Because the these randomly lines are the borders. For example, I have cousins and aunties in Algeria, and I have some others in Niger and Mali. We are all a family because these governments, although they are sometimes politically are different, but they are always agreed on one thing. They are always putting pressure together. They are always ignoring the rights of the Tuareg in this in their homeland. And this has been a very, very bad effect on our culture, on our unity, and also has destroyed our society fabric. You know, the people who live in Niger probably mostly losing their language, their culture, because they are minority in this country. And the same goes in Mali, in Azawad, we'd say always, and the same thing in Libya, because the majority are the Arabs, and the same thing in Algeria. We are losing our culture because of this stupid borders which have been decided in 1960.
What prospects do you see with the new government there in Libya? Do you think things will change?
Well, to be honest with you, the problem is too complicated. Now we have got almost three governments, and also we have these terrorist groups, Daesh and ACME and others, not only in Libya but in the whole region. The situation for a new government, well, the whole Libyans, because they are fed up of the ex-governments in the east and in the west, and the situation, humanitarian situation in Libya is very bad today. There is no banks, there is no nothing actually, to be honest with you. And the government has a lot of challenges. And because of the challenges, they don't have power on the ground. They don't have police, they don't have an army, a united army. And these militias are not going to give up their power. So this government, we hope that Libyans is going to be sit around one table and negotiate peacefully. Because we don't believe that the weapons or violence is going to solve the solution in Libya or anywhere else.